What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key.
That is a great tune right there. He played Wayne, Kevin's older brother, on The Wonder Years. Now he's a super successful producer with a new show on WGN America called Outlaw Country. Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. It's Jason Hervey. Jason, thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, man, thank you. It was funny. I was listening, you know, to the theme song for Wonder Years, and I got mesmerized for a minute. I thought you had, like, Fred Savage on the show or something. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But then I just realized it's just me.
I mean, you know, when you hear that theme song, when you hear Joe Cocker, it brings back some great memories, doesn't it?
100%. You know, it's just that song, you know what I mean, to begin with. But then on top of it, obviously, for it, you know, being so personal to myself and the cast, and I think even really the fans, you know, at this point have kind of taken ownership of it, and it's just brings back only good memories.
Now, you are a very successful producer in Hollywood.
Oh my gosh,
super duper successful.
Please stop. Stop, stop, stop.
Super duper successful.
You know what? Wait, I know there's somebody in your crew named Scott, who's my, you know, brother in real life, who's the inspiration for Wayne. So you're just torturing me. You know, it's like an idiot, man.
Did you talk to him off the air? Is that what's going on?
We chit-chat a little bit, you know.
Don't you worry what we discuss.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, before we talk about everything else, let's plug your show. Outlaw Country starts Tuesday at 9 o'clock. What's it about?
Oh, you think I was going to miss plugging the big show?
Yeah,
you
know, the big
show. February 24th on WGN America called Outlaw Country?
Right.
Come on.
That's Tuesday.
That's a fastball down the middle. And we couldn't be any more excited about it. And we've gone out there and, you know, we've hit the road on our press tour and, you know, talked to, you know, a bunch of great folks. And thanks to the help of, you know, WGN and Tribune, who are just amazing partners, and especially in their bold initiative with original programming and, you know, us with our show, Outlaw Country. Man, you got the story of these two brothers, right? And it's funny, I can't get away from this brother conflict, you know, even from Wonder Years. But
right.
Here we are again with more, you know, warring brothers. You got the Cook brothers, okay, on one side, who are, you know, lawmen, and they're upholding the law. And then on the other side, you got the Monk brothers and their crew, known as the Alliance, who are allegedly, you know, breaking the law. And they've got this longstanding, you know, vendetta. You've got, you know, the fine mayor of Buckner, who's proactively, you know, putting together this task force to address the town's, you know, recent surge in crime. And in this documentary series, you know, we've got the rare opportunity to be, you know, immersed in, you know, it's essentially embedded in these two sides, and getting this dual point of view on this parallel, you know, path headed for collision February 24th on WGN.
Well, I'm trying to think. Super successful producer. We work here at Tribune. Scott, what show can we get Jason to help us with? Put us on TV.
Well, I mean, I'm willing to put on a cowboy hat to be in.
No, his head is way too big for television.
I mean, Jason,
a cowboy hat.
Jason, I've got a handlebar mustache.
It's not a Western.
I want to wear a cowboy hat on TV. That's on my bucket list.
I am talking about.
You know what? You be silly. You run around. You do it. You go with that cowboy
hat.
No,
I'm talking about a show specifically for us. Not Outlaw Cowboy or Outlaw Country. No, I'm talking about a new show.
Here's the thing, Jason, and I want to warn you. Pete and I have been on a bunch of television shows. Pete has done The Love Boat.
Yes, but Love Boat, the next wave, with Robert Urich as the captain. And I want to apologize right now. When my episode aired, it was canceled the next day.
And then,
I did Love Boat, like the original cycle, so that's dating myself. And I was in a scene with David Hasselhoff.
No way.
Like, come on, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We want to go 80s shows? Let's go.
Was Charo in that episode?
I think they edited her in after the fact.
Well, Jason.
Like, she was in every episode.
There's more bad news. Pete and I were on ER. That didn't get canceled. But then we were extras in a great television show called Sullivan and Son on TBS. And I was all over the episode. Pete's part actually got cut out. But that show was canceled shortly after we appeared on that as well.
Now, isn't that the show with that Vince Vaughn was a producer on? And
yes,
Dan Loria, who played my father, was on that
now,
show, correct?
Let me ask you about Dan Loria, because I fell in love with him on the set. He took time out to talk to us, and Scott and I had a moment, didn't we? We had a moment, and I've mentioned this before. He was talking to us for the longest time in between scenes, and then he walked away, and Scott looks at me, and he says, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" And I said, "Yes, he reminds me exactly of my father, but I'm sure he gets that a lot." I mean, he even has hair like my father had. Yes.
Dan Loria is he's a true gentleman, and Fred and I, we were like we were terrified of him, but he was so like nice and, you know, a fatherly figure to us. And really, you know, one day we were totally messing with him, and you know, he was in a grumpy mood, and he is like the sweetest, nicest man, you know, a true veteran and a pro. However, Fred and I wanted to kind of, you know, just totally mess with him, and he used to take these power naps, like, you know, in between takes. So Fred and I, you know, walk over to the prop cart, and we get a thing of duct tape. Okay.
Oh, no.
And Dan, like, he has these really hairy arms. Okay. And he was wearing a short sleeve shirt.
Oh no.
And we looked down and we realized he was, you know, wearing like some wallabies or something. So we figured he couldn't run fast. And Fred and I already planned our escape route. And while he was asleep, Fred tapped him on the shoulder from the back, and I put the duct tape, you know, on his on his arm, and then he kind of, you know, went back to sleep, just kind of, you know, brushed off. He didn't really realize what happened. You know, Fred distracted him, and then we waited, you know, about 60 seconds till he definitely was, you know, nodded off, and then Fred and I were like, 1, 2, 3, and we both yanked the duct tape off of Dan's arm.
What?
Like a patch of fur came off with it. And man, you've never seen a guy leap out of a chair.
It's like 40-year-old virgin.
That is so painful.
You know, he chased us to the set and like cornered us in a makeup room, but the fear of God in us. So we're like, we're sorry. And then of course we laughed. But anyway, yeah. Dan's a great guy. But outlaw country, come on, let's keep talking.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Jason. Hold on a second. Jason Hervey on the phone with us. He's the producer for Outlaw Country, which is on the WGN America starting Tuesday at 9. He played Wayne, Kevin's older brother, on The Wonder Years. And I'm glad you told that story about Dan, because we have Dan Loria on the line. Dan, go ahead and say hello to Jason.
I have a scar on my arm because of you guys.
You have a scar on your arm?
Yeah, from running up the hair. They found around all the two of them. But,
oh, my God, Dan, I love you, Dad.
No,
oh, my gosh, that's amazing, you guys.
Yeah, no, congratulations on a big show, man. I'm glad to see you doing it, you know?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I literally was just saying that you're, you know, such a fine, great guy. However,
yeah, until the duct tape incident.
Yeah, you're like a dad, and we were terrified of you though, but we love you.
Well, Dan, I need to apologize because I blame myself for Sullivan and Son being canceled.
No, we were canceled because TBS and TNT got a new president. Had nothing to do with ratings or anything.
You hear that, Scott? You hear it?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to make
sure. The Wonder Years was canceled because of a guy named Ronald Perlman. It had nothing to do with ratings.
See, Dan doesn't care about anything. He'll throw everybody under the bus.
No. Dan is like straight gangster, because he'll just like go do, you know, another hit play on Broadway.
Right.
And then
I'm leaving next month to do a new play in New York.
Amazing. So, yeah, I'll have to come.
If you come in New York in April, you got to come see it.
Well, Dan, let me ask you, and then I'll ask Jason. Tell me about your time on The Wonder Years working with the cast.
Well, you know, unlike most of the Hollywood stories where, you know, the kids turn out terribly, and our show, all the kids, Jason's a great producer, Fred's directing, Danica's written
Josh,
book. You know, the kids were great. They were a lot smarter than me and Allie, you know, so we were tougher than they were. It worked out okay. Matter of fact, I met Jason before we were cast. Remember Jason at the audition?
Yeah, Dan, right before I went in, Dan and I were sitting there, you know, together. We hadn't got the part yet, and we were at Capital Cities, you know, ABC headquarters.
Right.
And, you know, Dan was, you know, so kind to me, and he probably saw I was, you know, nervous, and he starts making chit-chat. And then he says, have you done any theater? And I said, no. I said, honestly, I did one play one time, and I was really bored doing it. And he said, yeah, you're not an actor till you do any theater. and he goes, you know what? He goes, I don't want to get this. I'd rather be back in, you know, Hell's Kitchen doing a play. He goes, so what that means is I'm going to get it. It's going to turn out to be a hit show. You're going to play my son, and then we'll never get off this thing, and then we'll just be TV actors. And then they're like calling Jason Hervey, come in. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, what just happened? but Dan was right.
Well, it's some nice coin, Dan, isn't it, that TV money?
Yeah, it's great, and, you know, no actor likes to hang their hat on one hook, but if you had to, The Wonder Years is a pretty sophisticated and wonderful hook to hang your hat on. So, no regrets. I love doing it, and I love working with the guys, and I'll tell you, Jason, I still would love to do a play with you sometime. I think you'd enjoy it, yeah, especially in New York.
Yeah, and you know what? We just because we are gonna bring that full circle, and we got to make that happen. And honestly, I've said it, you know, before. Dan is just awesome, and so is the rest of the cast. And there's, you know, there's just nothing but love there. Honestly, this was such a treat. I'm like grinning from ear to ear. What a surprise! And you know, really, guys, thank you, WGN. You guys are awesome.
You know, Jason, they probably don't believe us. You know, the audience is saying, oh, they're just saying that. They probably had a lot of fights. They don't realize what a good time we had, you know. So it was a great show.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, even the crew, like Skip Cook and people like that, it was great to go to work every day. Yeah.
Well, here
it really was.
Here is the problem. You know, we became friends with Dan when we did Sullivan and Son. He gave us his cell phone number, but every time we have a celebrity on, Dan comes on the show, Jason. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Yes.
You guys had fun on Sullivan and Son. You got to admit that. That was a crazy cast.
We had a blast, but they cut me out of the episode.
Well,
some of my best work is on the cutting room floor.
It's like Kevin Costner in Big Chill. Yes.
Yeah.
Dan, thanks for coming on, man. Continued success, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Jason, best break your leg with the new show, man. Let me know if you need me.
Thank you, Danny. I love you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Dan Loria. Jason, how about that? Your TV dad from Wonder Years.
Hey, that was a treat. Thank you, guys, so much. That was awesome. Oh, my gosh, you guys totally got me. At first, I'm like, man, that person's doing a hell of a Dan Loria.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, that's Dan.
Yep, that is Dan. Well, good luck with the series. It's called Outlaw Country. Tuesdays, 9 p.m. It starts this coming Tuesday, WGN America. It's Jason Hervey. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk soon.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, buddy. It's 720 WGN.